Hello and welcome to episode number 8 of the B2B Visual Digest podcast brought to you by Fast Science International. I'm your host, Chuck Kaler, and our discussion today is about the right sign solution that can streamline and enhance your event. And today is a special Memorial Day episode, and for many, no event has more significance in the United States than Memorial Day, when we honor fallen soldiers from all wars and in all times. And with us to talk about that is a special guest from the Carry the Load organization, Whit Peterman. Whit, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, great. Thank you, Chuck. Carry the Load is an organization that was started 6 years ago by Stephen Holly and Clint Bruce to restore the true meaning of Memorial Day. They're two Dallas guys, and they both served. And they got back from war and felt like the country just wasn't as supportive as it should be. And they had lost several friends, and they felt compelled to start an organization to rekindle that, restore the true meaning of Memorial Day. And that's what Carry the Load is. Our mission is to restore the true meaning of Memorial Day by connecting the Americans to sacrifices of the military, law enforcement, firefighters, and rescue personnel through interactive programs like National Relay, the Dallas Memorial March, and we also have individual cities that have relays that have grown over the last couple of years.
So I know that you're in Dallas, and yeah. I understand that there's an event that you guys with Carry the Load hosts over the Memorial Day weekend. Tell me a little bit more about that event and how signage is used to engage with the participants there.
Sure, Chuck. So both Stephen and Clint are both from Dallas, so this is kind of the headquarters of the organization, so to speak. And so they have a 20-hour event, and generally each year, this year is 2016, so the event is going to be 20 hours and 16 minutes. And we have a walk that goes that full length of time. And people are welcome to come to participate the full 20 hours and 16 minutes, or they can come walk for 15 minutes. But that's what it is. People come out, and you know, the name of the organization's Carry the Load. Some people carry packs. Some people don't carry anything at all. And we use signage in our event to mainly enhance the event. We wanted to enrich the event, and in order to honor and raise awareness to the sacrifices of our heroes, we decided to ask the public, the participants, to tell us who they're carrying. Why are they participating in the event? And that's how this storyboard program actually started, is kind of a call to action, so to speak. And we asked the public to submit information about fallen heroes. And through that program, you know, it started in 2013, I believe, and we had about 50 different people that we would put information in their picture on a 2-foot by 4-foot sign and hang it on the Katy Trail on a light pole, so that while participants are, you know, walking on the trail, they can have a visual reminder of that's why we're here today, is this person has given their life so that we can have our freedoms.
Well, I know that in the past that you've Carry the Load organization has worked with certain Fast Signs franchise locations. And regarding those signs along the walk that you spoke of, I understand some families of those fallen soldiers request those signs for their own remembrance after the event. Can you tell me a little bit more about those signs and how they came about?
I think that there is a woman that was she's a mother of a fallen soldier in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And it was the first year we were in, or second year we were involved with the storyboard project. And she had waited all night until our event was over with. And we had a storyboard of her son up on a light pole, and she waited until the event concluded. And this was obviously several hours from the dark hours into the next day. And she waited until we were removing the signs, and she was so taken aback that we did this sign for her son, because he had never been recognized in any other formal public manner than our event. And she waited until we cut it down, and she took that sign home with her. And it's a powerful example of how I think that this storyboard project, it's a way of saying thank you to the family members, even though there's really no way we can ever repay the debt to them as a society. But that person, she comes every year, and I do a storyboard for her, and she takes it. And if I can give a mother 5 seconds of peace with a sign, I think it's well worth it. Anything I can do, you know?
Yeah, it's amazing how something as simple as a sign can make that emotional connection for someone.
Sure.
But yeah, that's really, really powerful, really impactful. And I know Fast Signs is proud to be able to provide that service to Carry the Load organizations. What other signs and visual graphics are used in and around the event to help with Carry the Load or even with the event itself?
Sure. We have events literally for everything from food and drinks to where the restrooms are to traffic control, flow of foot traffic. We have signage for literally everything that we possibly can. And we obviously try to use that for branding purposes as well for the organization. But we use signage for everything to help make the flow of the event work for us.
I understand Carry the Load's a national organization. You're speaking specifically about an event that happens just in the Dallas area. Is that something that is also done in other parts of the country on the same weekend, Memorial Day weekend, or do they everybody have their own type of event that they host? Or
sure, that's a great question. It is a national organization. We have a East Coast relay that starts. The past several years, it started at West Point, New York, and they start the last day of April, first day of May, and they would start walking or riding a bike. We had a crew that would walk all the way to Dallas, Texas. We have a West Coast relay that this is our first year that started in Seattle, and there's a group of people that walk, ride a bike in the dangerous areas, and they meet, you know, in the various markets along the way, and meet people, and they walk and carry the load in honor of people all the way to Dallas, Texas. And both those relays converge on Memorial Day weekend here in Dallas.
Wow.
And in addition to the two relays, we have city rallies, and about the number is over 15 in the Gulf Coast states that where people, kind of like the Dallas Memorial Day March, Memorial Weekend March here in Dallas, there's little cities that have events that they're building. And our intent is to grow it as much as possible so that the whole country can recognize the true meaning of Memorial Day, and that will be reflected. But we use signage and branding on our bus. We have a bus that follows each relay.
Okay.
And there is brand. Obviously, we utilize that to bring attention to our brand and any sponsors, or we work with nonprofit partners, and we obviously show that off as well, but we use signage in every case possible.
I understand that you guys also have a signature banner. Tell me more about that.
Yes, I don't know the specific dimensions, but it's like 12 by 15 or something, or 12 by 20, and people get up and sign it each year. We've had one. And we put it up, and all the participants get up there and sign it. And it's something to see when you see that after the event, when everybody gets up there and sees that. And we also have flags that go along on the relay that people sign as well.
That's awesome.
And so when it gets to Dallas, it's kind of a cool thing to see.
Yeah.
And it's obviously has our logo and everything on it too. So
absolutely. How does if someone is not able to donate their time to an event, are they able to donate money? Or I would imagine that Carry the Load's a nonprofit organization, and they need funds to carry on.
Of course. Great question. Through our website, you are able to donate. It also gives you instructions on where the money goes, how to get it to us, whether it's through the internet or through the mail, and what we do with the money. It tells you all about that, how we turn around and give it to existing nonprofit partners that are already doing the great work, and we just help support them.
Awesome. So if someone else wanted to get involved, how would they go about getting connected? I would assume there's, like we talked about earlier, other chapters throughout the country. Would they go to a website to find the closest one to them? Or
yes, we have a website, carrytheload.org, and you can go down and find it. There's a button at the lower right that says find an event, and you can find either if the relay is coming through your town, or if it's already come through your town, you can join the relay next year, or you can find out if there's going to be an event near you on Memorial Day weekend. You can sign up that way. You can get involved. The website is very, very helpful in, on all those avenues.
Well, Whit, I really appreciate your time spending with us and sharing those really powerful stories and the connection that signs and graphics have made for Carry the Load and with families of fallen soldiers and others. So I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Well, certainly. Thank you, Chuck. It was a pleasure.
Well, that's it for today as we learn the impact signs can make on a special event and the emotional connection they can have with their audience, especially on this Memorial Day as Americans gather across the country to honor the fallen and celebrate our armed forces and those who served. Thanks for listening. I'm Chuck Kaler, and I invite you to join us again for another episode of the B2B Visual Digest sponsored by Fast Signs International.